Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Bologna, Italy at Chersai Show, and I've run into Joe Lundgren with Joseph Lundgren Consulting. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
Before we get into a conversation about this tile market and the trend preferences for the U.S. market, let's talk a little bit about your background. You were the vice president of marketing for Deltile for many years. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Kemp, I was with Deltile for 27 years total. Started out actually in the warehouse for American Oleum, sweeping the floors, and worked my way through the organization into the corporate environment, and was able to get exposed to a lot of different jobs, including product management, and then into the vice president of marketing role, and then left just a few years ago and began doing Joseph Lundgren Consulting.
Mm-hmm. All right, and tell us a little bit about what you do as a consulting firm.
When I first started, it was the question many asked, said, what do you do, Joe? And my first response was, well, what exactly is it you need? And what that's done for me is it's really allowed me to work with a variety of different types of customers, distributors in the U.S., manufacturers, and importers coming into the U.S. market to help them put together a product strategy that'll work in the United States, because we are different, and we'll talk more about that, and also a distribution strategy, which is finding the key places to go through specific channels in the United States.
And most people know that Deltile now, with the acquisition of Marazzi, is a market share leader in the business. So you do, especially with that many years of experience in marketing, you can help them not only with a brand strategy, a channel strategy, a product selection strategy, even to a regional point. So let's talk about at the show here. Do you come every year?
I do, yes. And people have been asking me how many years, and I think it's a sign of age. I've forgotten how many years it's been, Kemp.
So yesterday I interviewed Christina Fiate, who gave us a perspective of the trends in the market. But those trends are global trends. That's everything. If you look at this show, there's something here for everybody. But as you know, in our country, there's a certain type of look that consumers are looking for. And when I say consumers, let's focus in both sectors. Let's talk a little bit about residential, and also talk a little bit about specified or commercial. And tell us what you're seeing here that you think will work in our country.
Great question, Kemp. And that's usually what everybody asks me after I get back from Chersai, is what did you see, and with the asterisk, Joe, that'll work in our country. Obviously, as you said, it's a very world market that we come to Chersai and see that they're marketing to. So there's a lot of large sizes and product looks that wouldn't work for the American consumer. You broke it down into two areas, which is perfect. Residentially, let's face it, the United States market is still a rustic volume perspective market that's out there. And you don't see a lot of that at Chersai. There's specific companies that will market those here, but not many. So we don't see a lot of rustics, but that's not what we're really coming from, because that's just another visual of a popular stone that they can go out and replicate now with the inkjet technology. But what we've seen that also crosses over from the residential into commercial is a lot of wall tile and wall tile rectangular. And everybody talks about the Subway 3x6 tile and how it's gotten bigger now, and we see it went to 4x8 and 4x12 and 4x16 and now into 8x20. And so we see the Spanish coming on strong, who have been historically very good with wall tile, but also some of the Italian companies. And so we've seen a good range of wall tile that'll work in the United States market. So we're starting to see us get more sophisticated, which is exciting, because we're still a market that's a very low per capita, as you said recently, user of ceramic tile. But then at the same time, from a style standpoint, we are behind the trend, and it's exciting to see that we're starting to speed things up. On the commercial side, there is a tremendous amount of the minimalistic contemporary looks, which we do see being used in the United States market more and more now, especially in the more urban chic areas where we're seeing high-rise condos being built. But the fun thing is we're starting to see those transition into the residential applications more and more. Again, it's still a lot of volume, but on the commercial side, the big key that we see different here is the large sizes. And some of the notes that I put together, I always find myself writing big, and is it too big for us? But the great thing is, you know, we have a great industry leader with the Tile Council of North America, and they're putting together standards for us to be able to install large format tiles in the United States, so we do it right, because we want to do that and make sure that we are out there promoting our industry. So the visuals are coming in are the concrete looks. Obviously, we see a lot of wood looks, but more sophisticated wood looks. So like I like to say the sixth and seventh generation of wood looks. So that's very exciting. And then last year we saw hex. It was every booth had hex. And this year, it's the Chevron. And so we see Chevron coming. So it's nice to see some new shapes and new ideas.
Actually, let's talk about that Chevron shape, because if you install that in a certain way, you get almost a 3D look. And so there's a lot of people here that are putting in, you know, contrasting colors where they're cutting at a diagonal some of these corners. And when you put it together the right way, it actually looks like there's three-dimensional depth to the surface, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, the only thing about the Chevron is you have your A and a B piece, you know. So that's the challenge from a design perspective when some consumer's looking at that. But the design, like you say, the designer or architect putting something together has an endless possibility of bringing in other colors and cutting it at different diagonals. So that's one of the exciting things about Chersai is it's a simple thing, but yet it's going to create a lot of ability to be creative in the marketplace.
So, Joe, you know, last night I talked to the contractor that had the contract for bringing tile into all the Starbucks across the country. And I asked him, you know, what are you seeing at this show? And I thought it was very interesting. He came back, he said, you know, porcelain tile, it can try to emulate wood, it can try to emulate marble. And by the way, those looks are more and more realistic, you know, but one of the things that I'm looking for here, and I'm seeing it here, is, and we were at Imola last night, so he was showing me right there on the wall, one of the things that tile can do that no other is it can be itself. In other words, it can give you an abstract, it can give you a texture, and I think some of the architects are looking for that look. It's was just, you know, yeah, I can buy travertine, I can buy marble, I can just go ahead and use the real thing. But with porcelain tile, and I think popular on the commercial side in the U.S., is porcelain that just looks like porcelain. What do you think?
That I think it's very well put, is that it can just be itself. And we're starting to see such a growth in ceramic in the United States, just as an overall share of the marketplace. And the American consumer has figured out that I like this hard surface versus the carpet. And it's interesting to hear, we always seek, as a product development person, what are we going to replicate? But at the same time, it's what are we going to create to be ourselves and be unique? We don't have to be like wood. We don't have to be like concrete. It's let's find those new designs. And there's a couple new designs out there that I was very impressed with different looks that we haven't seen in the marketplace before. So it's exciting to see us going and being ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're about to run out of time, but one thing I wanted to add is that you put together a great report, and I'm not sure if you charge for this or what, but you shared it with me, and it gives you, by hall, the things you've seen that kind of caught your eye. If others want to see that report, can they contact you?
They certainly can, yes. The Ceramic Tile Distributor Association sends those notes out to all its members, but then also they could go out to my website at josephlundgrenconsulting.com and actually just click on the trade show notes. It's very simple to get there, and they'll see the past couple years of Chersai, and also I started doing it for covering, so they can kind of see a history of at least Joe Lundgren's thoughts. Not that it's the ultimate end-all, but it's fun for me to go out and create those.
All right, Joe, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joseph Lundgren Consulting, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.